Grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is the Good Samaritan Aid Organization. They're requesting $1,000 to purchase food, gift cards, and toys for the Christmas Basket Program. This organization helps the most needy individuals in Laurel community. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $500 from Mr. Phillips.
You okay with that, sir?
I am.
Like a motion?
Yep, move a motion to duplicate that same $500 from Councilman Vincent's and $500 from my account.
Second, Mr. Cole. We have a motion to grant $1,000 to Good Samaritan Aid Organization for Christmas Basket Programs in Laurel, being $500 from Mr. Vincent's account and $500 for Mr. Arlett's account. Questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next one is Nanticoke Health Services is requesting support for their annual holiday appeal that benefits the Prescription Drug Fund and assists patients who cannot afford their prescription medications after they are discharged from the hospital. Last grant received was $250 from Mr. Vincent.
So I make that motion again?
Yes, second. I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Cole, to grant $250 to Nanticoke Health Services for a holiday appeal to help with to pay for medication for those who can't afford it, being from my accounts, my account. Questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the Delaware Community Foundation is requesting a donation of $100 or more to continue their mission to help communities and philanthropists focus charitable resources for their greatest community benefit. There have been no past grants for this campaign.
It's a big organization.
Pleasure, Council.
Countywide.
Did I hear $100?
That they're requesting 100 or more.
$20 each council district.
I think it should be 100 each council.
No, no,
all right.
Give them what they ask for.
Motion.
I'll make a motion that we give a
$100.
$100 from the council.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Where is it coming from? From the county?
Each, $20 each.
From each, gotcha.
Out,
okay.
Out of your back pocket.
That's fine.
We have a second for that.
I have a second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett, to grant Delaware Community Foundation for Community Leadership Activities and Philanthropic Services $100 divided among all five council districts. $20 each. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the next one is the Overfalls Maritime Museum Foundation is requesting a contribution for their year-end giving campaign. The funds raised by this campaign will be used to expand the American Lighthouse Museum and support operations, constant maintenance, and inevitable restoration of the lightship. There is no specific amount requested, and last grant received was $300 from Ms. Deaver.
Well, I would like to do that again.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $300 from Mrs. Deaver's account the Overfalls Maritime Museum Foundation for a year-end giving campaign. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The next one is Coastal Concerts requesting support to continue to make classical music available in the community. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $500, which was $250 from Ms. Deaver and $250 from Mr. Cole.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500 to the Coastal Concerts for Community Concert Program and Events, being $250 from Mrs. Deaver's account and $250 from Mr. Cole's account. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Lewis Historical Society is requesting support to keep Lewis history alive. In the past year, they have seen dramatic growth in educational programming. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $750 from Ms. Deaver.
And last time they asked for, was there anything specific left? You remember, you recall? Because it's an odd number. It's like they had a project in mind.
It was operational expenses for last time.
It was
well.
Operational mm-hmm. expenses. They've been asking for help for years, and so and that this would be the second time, would it not be?
Yes.
I
yes.
think it's a good thing for us to do, and I'll make motion. I'll do that again.
Sure.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $750 Mrs. Deaver's council bank account to the Lewis Historical Society for operating expenses. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Sussex Community Crisis Housing Services are requesting $5,000 to complete repairs to their shelter's physical structure in order to provide a safe and secure environment for their residents. Last council grant was $3,000 in 2008, which was $600 from each council member. They received $2,000 from the county's human service grant last month.
So they asked for five.
They've asked for five.
They've already gotten two.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I know Mr. Arlett visited this facility.
Yes, sir.
I'll let you.
I did. I just, you know, I think, you know, as we make decisions on grants, you've heard me say before, you know, it's a matter of determining who has real needs and who does not have real needs. I mean, there's a lot of people who have nonprofits that come before us and have a lot of money, but they ask because they can. I think here it is a crisis center. And when I visited, they didn't have enough money to pay their electric bill for the remaining part of the year. And so here, this is beyond that because it's looking a little bit long term. So they have done two thus far, as Councilman Vincent had stated. If the rest of the council would be agreeable to perhaps share in the remaining 3,000, I would put forth that motion.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $3,000 to the Assessing Community Crisis House Service for operating expenses, and that would be $600 per council district. Questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Proposed introduction zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. There are two. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district to an AR1 agricultural residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 8.66 acres in Mr. Cole's district.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the second is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general residential district to a HR1 high density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 17.19 acres, more or less, and again in Mr. Cole's district.
Interesting. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Cole introduces it. Council member comments. Council member comments.
Yes.
Mrs. Deaver.
I've been keeping an eye on this Trans-Pacific Partnership because I think it would affect our agricultural business. And there's a very, from what I understand, I've been reading about it, but it's a very short time for our congressmen and our senators to vote it up or down. They're not allowed to amend it. I'm finding that it's we're giving away a lot of rights and even our sovereignty. It's corporations are going to make laws on what kind of food gets brought into here, and I don't like losing this our right to pass laws on and protect the community against food that shouldn't come in here. It's a lot more than that. It's a corporate takeover, and we lose rights, and I'm against that kind of thing anyway. So just wanted to let you know I'm working on it, and I hope everybody would take a look at it. There's not much time.
And, thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Comments? Obama likes it.
Comments from council?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, I was just still thinking, pondering her writing a letter to her congresspeople opposing all that.
Been done.
I know, good. Wait a minute, my wife's calling me. I saw an article on gigantic chicken farms again, and I know in Kent County they've had some issues with these gigantic chicken farms, and it seems to be a change in the marketplace out there, the way the chicken industry is, the direction they're going. And I just read about another one in Wicomico County, and I don't believe that our agricultural residential zoning district properly addresses it, and we may want to review that, and I would like to see if our planner could review what we have, Lawrence, and maybe report to us after the first of the year with what her impression is of what is occurring around us and what could occur here. Mm-hmm. So I think we're looking at setbacks, numbers of acres you needed, et cetera, et cetera, and our definition of farms and where we could permit these things could be even more lax than these other jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. Because our agricultural district sometimes isn't as tough as these other agricultural districts in neighboring counties. So that's just my request on
thank you.
Something that's happening out there. And we ought to be proactive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we heard.
Right, Mr. Guy?
We heard.
Mr. Reactive.
Sorry.
Mrs. Deaver.
We heard how good NAFTA was going to be. It was going to be great for the economy and all the new business. And I believe NAFTA I think our jobs are gone because of NAFTA. And so I'm looking very carefully at this so-called trade deal. It might be the same.
Any other, Mr. Cole?
I'm done.
Mr. President, I will just say, I went to go visit Mr. Councilman Wilson, I should say, last week, and continued thoughts and prayers for him in his recovery as we move forward into this coming year. So we'll share more next week, because we got one more week of the year. But just a continued thoughts for Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, sir. I entertain a motion to go to executive session for personnel, pending potential litigation, and land acquisition.
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I believe that motion carried. We're now in executive session.